on those particular topics for discussion. Still before opening up for questions, is this the Ghosty Foundation set to set the mood and guidelines for this development?
Все равно, прежде чем художнику задавать вопросы, я бы хотел несколько вопросов установить как бы направление
художнику.
Шура будет говорить, что многие преданные обращаются к нему с разными вопросами.
And he felt it would be helpful if some of these questions could be directed to me.
И, может быть, некоторые из этих вопросов можно направить мне на эту мистику.
Because the ghosties are always very helpful for helping to create a sense of unity amongst the devotees of the community.
И что гости всегда очень хорошо могут помочь создать чувство единства между преданными.
Because oftentimes there's just a lack of communication or lack of understanding.
Потому что очень часто мы видим наш самый недостаток. Недостаток понимания или недостаток общения, как бы.
So these devotees are generally centered around more practical things.
И в основном эти гости строятся вокруг таких практических тем.
And relevant questions that apply to one's participation in devotional service of Krishna consciousness.
И насущных вопросов, которые влияют на сознание Кришны общего.
So oftentimes devotees also like to ask certain questions.
Очень часто преданные также задают какие-то вопросы.
That really don't bear any immediate relevance to the discussion.
Которые не имеют непосредственного отношения к этому обсуждению.
So I wasn't particularly thinking that this was going to be that type of just a ghosty.
Я не думал, что это будет just a ghosty.
Where everybody just asks completely irrelevant questions.
То есть я не хотел бы, чтобы это было просто так, что все просто задают какие-то вопросы, не связанные с темой.
We should try as much as possible to make the questions most relevant to the guidelines that I'm giving for this ghosty.
Вы должны задавать вопросы как можно больше, так сказать, соответствующие тому направлению, которое я задаю.
It doesn't mean that our discussion should not be philosophical.
Это не значит, что эта дискуссия не должна быть философской.
Everything has to be based on philosophy.
Все должно быть основано на философии.
It's not simply some blind following.
То есть мы не просто слепые последователи.
But there has to be a sound philosophical basis.
Должна быть твердая философская основа.
For our practical application, for the practical application of everything we do in Krishna consciousness.
Для практического применения всего, что мы делаем в сознании Кришны.
Yeah, but it's not trying to ask questions between what the relationship between one Balarama and another.
Но это в таких встречах не можно задавать вопросы о взаимоотношениях между Господом Баларамой и Шанатой.
So maybe because I have no particular topics to discuss, and Ishwar Puri hasn't mentioned anything that he would like me to discuss. Maybe I can open up the Ghosty by asking Ishwar Puri if there's anything he wants me to discuss. Do you have a question? What's Father Rani's relationship with the Queen Kunti? Do you have a copy of that letter I sent to all the temple presidents last year? Was that long ago? 2 years ago? No, it wasn't 2 years ago. You didn't get it. He says he didn't get it. Huh? I put a lot of work into that letter. You know? He knows definitely know the letter I'm talking about. Okay. Very good. Yes. No, this one was... He says it was 2 years ago. I thought it was last year. Huh? But I don't remember what was in it. All I remember is I did a lot of work on it. Okay, so anyways, I'll just answer the question.
Значит, я задал вопрос, потому что здесь очень много кандидатов на ученики. И ученики, если он я хотел бы он объяснил, каковы его критерии, что значит быть кандидатом в ученики, и какого критерия принять ученики.
Anyways, it's not really my standard.
Но это, в общем-то, не мой какой-то собственный стандарт.
It's the standard which is established and followed by all those who are accepting disciples within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Это стандарт, который установлен для всех, и которому следуют все, кто хочет принимать учеников в международном обществе сознания Кришны.
However, some may be more strict in applying that standard than others.
Но кто-то может быть более строгим в применении этого стандарта, кто-то менее строгим.
But it's the same standard.
Стандарт тот же самый.
And the same principles are followed by everyone.
Все следуют тому же принципу.
That a devotee, those devotees must, who are living in the temple must have been living, practicing Krishna consciousness for at least 2 years.
Те преданные, которые живут в храме.
Is that 2 years? I always forget, it always changes. Is it 2 years? It's always changed. 2 years.
Те, кто живут в храме, должны практиковать сознание Кришны уже 2 года.
Not living in the ashram 2 years, but they have to be practicing Krishna consciousness.
Не обязательно, чтобы все 2 года в храме жить, но по крайней мере практиковать сознание Кришны 2 года.
And for those who are not living in the ashram, it must be at least 3 years.
Для тех, кто не живет в храме 3 года.
And certainly following chanting 16 rounds following the regular principles. That's what I mean by practicing Krishna consciousness. But beyond that, there also must be some participation in the temple activities.
Кроме этого, должно быть еще участие в деятельности храма.
Those who are living in the temple must be steadily attending the morning program every day.
А те, кто живут в храме, должны регулярно посещать каждую утреннюю программу.
Full morning program.
Полную утреннюю.
Every day.
Каждый день.
And those who are not living in the temple.
А те, кто не живут в храме.
They should also try to participate in the morning program as much as possible.
Также должны стараться принимать участие в утренней программе как можно больше.
At least 2-3 times a week if they live too far away. And there are sometimes there may be exceptions for devotees who have programs in their own programs in their home. Because they just live too far away. But they are very extreme exceptions. And it's usually very rarely accepted. But it's not that it's impermissible. But even if a devotee cannot participate regularly in the morning programs, for those who are living too far away, they must not be connected to the temple. In other words, everyone must have some practical service for assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And they should everyone must have some particular duty to perform. Whether they are brahmachari or grihastha does not make any difference.
Brahmachari
or brahmachari. Still, there must be some practical service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And this service must be have
been executed steadily over a fixed period of time. It's not sufficient simply to be chanting 16 rounds and following the regular principles. And then just to simply think that now that the time is up, it's time for a recommendation. It doesn't work like that. Neither can somebody force somebody to recommend them. What kind of a recommendation is that? When it's pressure, you must recommend me. Recommendation means it comes down. It doesn't start from here and we think, well, no, I have to push it. And if there's some problem with a particular authority, you're feeling that you're being unfairly treated, then you can bring it to a higher authority. And the difficulty is a lot of devotees who have other obligations towards family. And they oftentimes try to think of how they can fit in and participate with all these other obligations that they have. And thinking, well, the only way I can get initiated is I have to abandon all my family responsibilities long enough to get a recommendation. Abandon. But that's completely artificial. That means, oh yes, I abandon family responsibilities just long enough so I can put myself in a situation where I can get a recommendation, and then after I've been initiated, I can go back to my previous ways.
То есть такой человек, он думает, что достаточно просто оставить свои семейные обязанности на какое-то время, достаточно, чтобы получить рекомендацию, инициацию, а потом можно к ним вернуться.
Or just as bad, to not go back to the family responsibilities, to abandon them completely.
Что тоже плохо, вообще полностью отказаться от семейных обязанностей.
When they're too artificially abandoned.
И тогда получается, что они слишком искусственно, так сказать, отбрасываются.
And there's so many problems simply continue.
И проблема продолжается.
So, rather than being artificial, one should try to situate themselves in a more stable environment.
И так вместо того, чтобы заниматься таким искусственным отречением, необходимо как-то установиться в какой-то стабильной обстановке.
And they should understand their duties, including their duties to family.
Они должны понимать, в чем заключаются их обязанности, включая обязанности по отношению к семье.
It's just like, for instance, educating children. This is an important duty for householders.
Например, очень важной обязанностью для домохозяев является обучение детей.
But yet we see sometimes there's so much neglect in this.
И мы, так сказать, замечаем, что иногда эти пренебрегают.
Sometimes I cannot understand why the parents think that neglecting the education of their children is, why the parents think that taking the responsibility to educate their children properly is not within the line of devotional service.
Иногда я не могу понять, почему родители считают, что принять на себя эту обязанность по образованию детей это как бы не входит в преданное служение.
Lord Rishabdev says that one should not become a parent, teacher, spiritual master, or king unless he can deliver his dependence in the repetition of birth and death.
Господь Ришабдев говорит, что никто не должен становиться царем, отцом или матерью, духовным учителем и так далее, если он не может освободить тех, кто от него зависит от повторяющихся рождений смертей.
So certainly it is the responsibility of the parents to properly educate their children.
И безусловно, в обязанности родителей входит дать образование своим детям.
Both in Krishna consciousness as well as a basic education so that they can use their skills, educational skills in Krishna consciousness.
И образование в сознании Кришны, и основное образование, которое потом поможет использовать им свои способности в сознании Кришны.
If somebody is following the principles, chanting their rounds, and also taking responsibility for their family who are devotees, then this is also in the line of his execution of unprescribed duties.
И в то же время заботиться о своей семье, то это также, является выполнением его обязанностей.
I'm just using this as one example.
Я просто привожу этот пример.
An example of something, a practical service which can be done.
А пример практического служения.
Instead of artificially renouncing these responsibilities.
Которое можно выполнять вместо того, чтобы искусственно отказываться от этих обязанностей.
And then simply making some temporary renunciation.
И отрекаться на какое-то время.
This temporary renunciation, I as a spiritual master have to think of the longevity of my disciples' advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Я как духовный учитель должен думать о, так сказать, о продолжительности моего прогресса моих учеников сознания.
Therefore, just as important as the history behind a disciple's activities in devotional service.
Итак, точно так же, как важны действия ученика до того, как он пришел в сознание Кришны.
Just as important as what came from the past, I have to think of the future as well.
То есть я думаю и о том, что было в прошлом, и я также обязан думать о том, что будет в будущем.
I don't just think of, okay, he's 2 years, he's done this, and done that.
То есть я не могу просто думать, ну вот он уже тут 2 года, он сделал то, сделал это.
I have to think of the future too.
Мне нужно думать и о будущем.
It's irresponsible on my part just simply to base the acceptance of a disciple on his past.
С моей стороны будет безответственность, если я буду просто принимать учеников на основе того, что было в прошлом.
And not to think of his future.
И не буду думать об их будущем.
Because not only is it the responsibility of the parents to deliver their dependents from the repetition of birth and death.
Потому что это не только обязанность отца и матери, избавить своих тех, кто зависит от них, от повторяющихся рождений смертей.
What to speak of the responsibility I have as spiritual master.
Я как духовный учитель тоже имею такую же ответственность.
So I have to think of the future.
И поэтому я должен думать о будущем.
And if I see that somebody is very artificially situated.
Если я вижу, что кто-то находится в таком искусственном положении.
And I think that artificial situation is probably going to immediately change after initiation.
И если мне кажется, что такое искусственное положение сразу же изменится после инициации.
I'm going to instruct him to stop being so artificial.
Мне придется заставить его перестать быть искусственным.
And to get situated in a way that they can actually continue with their devotional service after initiation.
И занять такое положение, которое поможет им продолжать преданное служение после инициации.
Now this is not what I'm not saying that all the brahmacharis should just get married before they get initiated.
Но это не означает, что все брахмачари после инициации должны жениться.
This is not what I'm saying.
Я, конечно, говорю не об этом.
Because someday they're all going to get married anyway, so why be artificial?
Потому что когда-нибудь все равно все женятся, почему уже искусственно?
No.
Конечно нет.
They should also practice brahmacharya.
Они должны практиковать брахмачарья.
But they have nothing behind them.
Но у них нет ничего за
спиной. In many most cases, they don't, or a lot of cases, they don't have wives, they don't have children.
У них в большинстве случаев нету жены и детей.
So practice brahmacharya.
Поэтому практикуйте брахмачарья.
And certainly sometimes there are householders as well.
Конечно, также встречаются домохозяева.
Whose household life is just completely falling apart.
Чья семейная жизнь полностью разваливается.
And they tried everything possible to keep it together.
И они стараются изо всех сил удержать ее.
They made every effort.
Они прилагают все усилия.
Did everything they possibly could.
Они делают все, что возможно.
Sometimes those situations are there as well.
Бывают такие ситуации.
Although certainly it is not the best situation.
Это, конечно, это не самая лучшая ситуация.
Especially if it's also artificial.
А тем более, если это тоже все, так сказать, такое искусственное.
But sometimes these things happen.
Иногда такое происходит.
So if they want to practice renunciation under those circumstances, then also it is encouraged.
Итак, если в таких обстоятельствах они хотят практиковать отречение, то это тоже поощряется.
But my point that I'm simply making is that artificial renunciation is not healthy.
Ну, в общем, я то, о чем я говорю, это то, что искусственное отречение это, так сказать, нездоровая вещь.
In Krishna consciousness, renunciation means positive activity in devotional service.
Сознание Кришны, отвлечение означает позитивная деятельность в преданном служении.
We all have to find the point from which we can become steady.
Мы все должны найти точку опоры, на котором должны.
And from that point, we have to be able to continue to advance in devotional service.
Которым должны опираться и прогрессировать сознание Кришны.
Under the guidance of the spiritual master.
Под руководством духовного учителя.
And certainly with the help of the local authorities as well.
И, конечно, также с помощью местных авторитетов.
Who have to take the responsibility to encourage these devotees.
Которые должны взять на себя ответственность за то, чтобы вдохновлять этих преданных.
To be connected to the temple.
Вдохновлять преданных быть
связанными с храмом. And to not be artificial in their renunciation.
И не быть искусственным в своем отречении.
So, sometimes I'm bringing this point up because this is very, very common.
Итак, я иногда говорю об этом, потому что это встречается очень часто.
And therefore, I'm always trying to think of the long range.
И поэтому я все время пытаюсь думать о продолжительности, о будущем.
And not just simply the past.
А не только о прошлом.
So sometimes recommendations may be there.
Так иногда могут быть рекомендации.
But I have to take all these factors into consideration as well.
Я также должен принять во внимание все эти факторы.
And therefore, I'm bringing these points up as part of the criteria for being recommended for initiation.
Итак, эти моменты являются тоже частью критерия, по которым я даю инициацию.
And these things have to be conducted on an individual basis.
И все эти вещи необходимо решать индивидуально.
Srila Prabhupada has given the example that just as the physician gives medicine according to the severity of the disease.
Srila Prabhupada привел пример, что подобно тому, как врач дает лекарство в соответствии с тяжестью болезни.
He doesn't give the same quantity or same doses of medicine or even the same medicine to every patient who is suffering from some disease.
И он не дает каждое одинаковую дозу или одинаковое лекарство всем своим пациентам.
So in the same way, the spiritual master has to give relevant instructions to the disciples.
Подобно этому, духовный учитель должен давать наставления своим ученикам.
So ultimately, they could become cured from their diseased condition.
Определенные наставления каждому личные, чтобы они могли прогрессировать, они могли вылечиться от своей болезни.
But for every disciple. The most potent form of medicine,
для каждого ученика самое могущественное лекарство,
which everyone must take,
которое должен принимать каждый,
Bhavasarocha Chochama Nobaramat, is explained in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the right medicine for everyone who is suffering, undergoing the repetition of birth and death in the material world.
То лекарство, которое может вылечить каждого, кто страдает от повторяющихся рождений и смертей в этом мире.
And they must always regularly hear about Krishna.
Это то, что он должен постоянно регулярно слушать о Кришне.
This is the best medicine.
Это самое лучшее лекарство.
It's the most potent form of medicine.
Это самое сильное лекарство.
And this has to be followed by everyone.
И этому должен следовать каждый.
Whether they're living in the temple, living outside the temple.
Живут ли они в храме или не в храме.
Whatever position they are in. This medicine has to be taken by all practitioners of Krishna consciousness. Even sometimes devotees say, well, I'm not encouraged, I'm not inspired by what I hear. Therefore, why should I sit in here? But sometimes the effectiveness of the speaker depends also on the desire of the audience to hear.
Но иногда эффективность того, кто говорит, зависит от желания слушать, от тех, кто слушает.
Both are required.
Нужно и то, и другое.
Not only there must be good speaker, but there must be good audience.
То есть не только нужен хороший лектор, но даже хорошая аудитория.
If the audience is very eager to hear about Krishna, then also encourages and inspires the speaker to speak.
Если слушатели стремятся, желают слушать о Кришне, то это вдохновляет того, кто говорит.
So we have to take it as our duty.
Итак, мы должны принять это как наша обязанность.
It's just simply a duty that we all have to take. Nasta Prayesha Abhaja Shuri Tim Bhagavata Sevya. By regularly attending the classes of the Srimad Bhagavata. And by serving the devotees of the Lord. All that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. So this medicine must be adopted by everyone. Besides that, one must have his practical duties as well. So this is somewhat of an explanation of the criteria. Answer your question. Some other questions?
Sure.
What should I say? What to do about it?
Is
that what you asked? Is that what he said? What should I? What do I recommend to do about that? The same thing I recommend to everybody, every place I go. It's time for the parents to get together and understand the depth of the responsibility that they have. I'm like a broken record. I say the same thing again and again and again wherever I go. I think I've said it here before also. I must have. I think I've said it at every temple. At least once. Some twice, three times. Somehow the parents keep on thinking that, you know, the Gurukula teachers are just going to drop out of the sky. Somehow parents keep on thinking that Gurukula teachers are just going to drop out of the sky.
Почему-то родители считают, что гурукульские учителя, они с неба все попадают.
And they think that, like our temple doesn't have a Gurukula for children. This is one of the most common complaints I hear from parents. Our temple hasn't done anything to educate our children. But what are the parents doing? The parents' responsibility. And the parents have to get together and figure out how to accept this responsibility. That's service. That's his duty. It's her duty. And somehow the devotees have to just something, try to come together and think of ways of doing this. I've sat through so many discussions with parents. Spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I said more than that. Trying to help them. trying to give them some practical suggestions. I've even donated money in some places trying to help parents get their projects started. I'm practically crying with tears in my eyes. Please do something. Educate your children. Certainly we don't want them to have to go and associate with meat eaters, with kids, and with so many materialistic children. In the United States, the 8-year-old children are going to school with classmates who carry guns. That's so common. Practically every day in the newspapers there's some 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 8-year-old killed children who's killing his classmate or killing his teacher because he doesn't like the way his teacher's treating him.
Очень часто такое бывает, что 5-6 или 8-летние дети убивают своих одноклассников или убивают учителей, которые не нравятся.
This is Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
So the parents have to try to take that responsibility. And if there's enough parents who are sincere together, they want to do something, then when I'm present, come, meet with me, I'll sit down, try to help you. It's not the task of one person. This is the best. This is the solution. You know, I could say, should they go to Karmi school or should they not go to Karmi school? I may answer the question by, should they go to Karmi school or should they not go to Karmi
school?
That's not really the answer. To say yes they should go to Karmi school or no they shouldn't go to Karmi school. That's not the answer. What I just gave you is the answer. It automatically includes whether they should go or shouldn't go. Yeah. Are we finished with that discussion? Does somebody else have any questions on that subject before we move on? I don't think he's going to ask this question. A question related to Guru.
Yeah,
Should they go to Karmi school? Is that what she's asking?
Yeah.
At least until they're old enough to make the decision themselves.
They should definitely go to school.
for the parents to try to make an alternative arrangement. Sometimes parents will just move to some other place where they try to make an alternative arrangement. Sometimes parents will just move to some other place where there is a school. And they'll serve in the already established school for the sake of getting their children educated. When devotees have certain limitations because they have other obligations that they have to attend to. Authorities are always thinking in terms of the needful, what needs to be done. But for a person who has other obligations, they can't do what necessarily what needs to be done. Because they have other obligations. So they should also be thinking of things they can do to contribute. And then it should be sanctioned by the local authorities. And then if the local authority sanctions it, then it's his responsibility to encourage the devotee to continue on that duty. It's not that he can always just simply be picking up different ways to engage people who have so many limitations. But he should encourage people no matter what service they're doing. Even if it may not appear to be a very, very important service. It is important. To the person who's rendering that service. And therefore that service must be encouraged. And one should always think about how to be steady in that service. Even if one can only do that service 1 hour a day. Or one day a week. Or 2 days a week. So it's understood that not everybody can give all of their time. This artificial renunciation is not helpful for the individuals. And one has to also understand that it's not a disqualification for recommendation for initiation. Because one cannot give all of their time to the temple. It's understood that they have duties to family. One must be dutiful. That's also included. The point is, this renunciation of family duties doesn't mean to give it up. Ultimately, everybody must give it up. But renunciation in family life means to do it responsibly, but to not be attached. That's renunciation. To be responsible, to take that responsibility is your responsibility. But we cannot be attached to the result. We also have to become careful of becoming overly attached to the family members. So that we sacrifice everything else in devotional service. That's what it means to me not be attached. Just like parents, sometimes they make every possible effort to see their children become devotees. Sometimes it appears the children are not becoming devotees. What can be done? They have to be dutiful. But they can't be attached. But even and because they were dutiful, even though it may appear that later on they're not practicing full-time devotees. Srila Prabhupada has always has stated that the first impressions they get in their childhood are lasting impressions. They won't forget. We have more questions on this point, or should we move into the Brahmacharya's questions?
It seems that some parents think that we have only one potential, that it is easier to depend on ourselves than to cooperate with too much Тут мое впечатление такое, вы сказали, что большинство родителей считают, что вот у меня один или двое детей, там, и проще их самому как-то воспитать. А если другим начать сотрудничать, это слишком много беспокоится. Вот это, с моей точки зрения, главный приказ. Я просил бы прокомментировать эту точку зрения, насколько она
But the question about cooperation. Yes, it's true that it may be easier to educate the children themselves. Certainly that's better. Than to just send them off to school. To take the responsibility to educate them themselves. But even better than that is when they work together.
Но даже еще лучше, чем это если, так сказать, они работают вместе.
It's true, not everybody can teach children.
Это правда, что не каждый может учить детей.
You have to be very, very patient, I'm sure.
Нужно быть для этого очень терпеливым.
And sometimes parents just don't have that patience.
Иногда у родителей не хватает на это терпения.
Not only... Because they not only have to teach their children, but they have to discipline their children.
Они должны их не только учить, а не просто учить, но и воспитывать.
They have to live with your children.
Они должны жить с ними.
And that they have to not only to discipline them, to live with them, then also they have to teach with them, teach them.
То есть они должны их таким образом воспитывать, жить с ними, учить их.
It may be just too much on the patience.
Может быть, так сказать, это слишком большого терпения требует.
But those who have the patience. And those who have the ability, they should be thinking about how they can actually serve Lord Chaitanya's mission. Not just by educating their own children, but if they help others to educate their children as well, then their parents can actually do more to participate in Lord Chaitanya's mission. Instead of everybody's parents just having to educate their own children, those who actually have some qualification and have some ability to do it, then they should do it for others. And the other parents, they should try to support them. And they should think, well, this person's educating my children, if I can give them some money to support them, then they can give all their time to educating the children.
Mm-hmm. какие-то деньги, то он сможет полностью заняться этим.
And then I can do more service to helping spread Lord Chaitanya's mission. Cooperation only means that Lord Chaitanya's mission is expands. Srila Prabhupada said the only thing that would stop this movement from expanding is this lack of cooperation. He said that this movement can never be destroyed from without. It can only be destroyed from within. When the devotees are not cooperating. So if there's cooperation, then automatically we can understand that Lord Chaitanya's movement will expand. Certainly it's better to cooperate. And to have every parent educating the children themselves. Is this related? This question over here, is it related? Hare Krishna. This is one of those very delicate questions. When one parent wants to become a devotee and the other one doesn't. The most important word that can be used in this connection is patience. There's no more important word that I can possibly think of. To be very patient. You can't expect everybody to take the Krishna consciousness at the same pace.
So the question is it better to
to spend this time on planning, this time before educating, to spend on planning.
Or just act impulsively?
I just, yeah. Even then, to institute it properly.
Could you please give me an example? Rather than taking the risk of answering this question. With the way that it's being presented. Maybe you could give me an example. In other words, you didn't do your research.
Другими словами, вы недостаточно хорошо, так сказать, исследование провели.
In other words, your plan making was ineffective.
Другими словами, у вас планирование было не очень.
It wasn't the problem that you made plans.
Проблема была не в том, что вы вообще планировали.
The problem was that the plans was ineffective. You made the wrong plans.
Проблема была в том, что планы были неправильные.
You didn't first find out if your plans were at all relevant to what you were, to what we were going to be doing. It's like saying we're going to go to a very 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 wealthy company. I've heard there's a very very wealthy company. And they give donations to charitable organizations. So then you spend 1 month making a plan of how to approach this very wealthy company. And then you go to the wealthy company. And you find out it doesn't even exist. What kind of plan is that? The plan of a fool. Part of your plans means you have to do the research yourself. The first thing you do is to check to see if the company exists and if they actually do give donations to charitable organizations. It should be part of your plan. You understand the point that I'm making? Of course we must make our plans. But part of the plan making means to do the proper research.
Потому что планирование, ну, интересуется этим, и сейчас мы не хотим, что эти планы так вот выдавать. Вот. Но они заключаются постоянно, так вот, интересуются и так далее. Каким образом мы должны себя вести, да, с преданными, которые не понимают, быть может, даже наши действия, потому что они более даже, ну, несколько, может, даже не по преданности, скажем так. Я скажем так, это мой взгляд. На самом деле, результаты мы даем Кришне, и результаты, в конце концов, вот, положительные, как правило. Но как нам вопрос, как нам необходимо вести с преданными, которые не понимают то, что мы делаем, вот, и как не оскорбить, чтобы не, ну, чтобы и их не ущемить.
Sometimes we make a plan of some coaching approach. But the devotees, they try to find out
what is that plan, and they approach us all the time and ask about it, because our plan and our preparations for that activity may not look like a devotee-like. May not look a devotee-like, but yeah. In the end...
May not look devotee-like?
I mean, that's the word.
What do you mean devotee-like?
I mean, it may look like it's not a...
Non-devotee-like?
Not like the
devotee. Huh? Oh, it may not look like the devotee.
The results are actually very good, and that's what I'm appreciating. The results of that service, although it doesn't look like devotion.
What could not look like devotion? Yeah, what do you mean?
Распространение к ней, например, распределяя к ней где же фирма, допустим, распространяя к ней. Мы одеваемся не в коте, там, а бывает, одеваемся там, берем там, одеваемся в цивильную одежду такую, там, берем, допустим, там, распространение к ней и другим людям. Ну, подойти к начальнику этой фирмы, допустим, нужно не совсем так вот, выказывая свое истинное положение. Каким-то образом.
For example, when they distribute books, they were to and
they wear civil clothes?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's their plan? Their whole plan is to put the dress?
No, that's how it doesn't look.
I'm trying to understand this. Can you know, maybe you could. You could package this for me. Why is he dressing like that? Yeah. Why should they not understand? I don't understand why they shouldn't understand. When I came into this country just last week, I had to wear curvy clothes and a hat. What could I do? So, can you understand why?
Так почему вообще?
Чтобы не ущемить. Чтобы не ущемить. Такое должно быть положение по отношению к преданным, которые не понимают нашу суть. Это может быть следовательно ниже уровня. Не одежда, не здесь не в одежде нет, а вот в сознании.
The question is that how can we deal? How should we deal with such devotees who don't understand that in order to not to offend them?
This is duty to deal with them. What's up?
Some devotees who are not chanting attentively reach the level of madhyama.
Not chant attentively. Are you asking because you're not chanting attentively? Why? Sleeping. The point is that The devotee must always try to chant attentively. Even if he's not chanting attentively. If a devotee is lazy about chanting, then he won't reach the level of Madhyam. He may still be chanting attentively. But if he's always endeavoring to not chant attentively, then at least he can achieve the stage of Madhyam. Then he can achieve the stage of Madhyam. Because he's always endeavoring. And then gradually his chanting could become to the platform of senseless chanting. Chanting is in the offensive stage, and it's also in the clearing stage. And then after the clearing stage is the offenseless stage. So we have to at least move into the clearing stage. That's most important. Then everything else will come. We don't have to force Krishna into our mind. Krishna will reveal himself. If he reveals himself, we shouldn't tell him to go away. Surrender to the sound vibration of the Holy Name. In other words, how can we scientifically explain how Hanuman's... How can you scientifically explain how Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill? Yes, therefore we have to have knowledge of matter and spirit. Both. And if one has knowledge of spirit, then he knows there's no limitations. That's what the spiritual knowledge means. He always bases his vidya on matter. Then it's avidya. It's not real knowledge. Prabhupada says knowledge means to know matter and spirit and the controller of both. So one who knows the nature of spirit knows that on the spiritual platform that all of these material laws can be defied. Because he knows the nature of spirit. He knows that Krishna, he is the greatest mystic. And one who's been empowered by Krishna can do that which may appear to be inconceivable. Just like the different cities which are described, one can create his own planet. How can we apply that simply scientifically? How somebody can actually develop the mystic potency to create his own planet? Krishna's creating planets. Can the scientists explain how Krishna creates planets? Why? Because they don't know spirit. They don't know Krishna. Yasmin vigyate sarve kam tat vigyatam bhavanti. The one knows Krishna, and then everything else that is knowable becomes known. Therefore, most important is to know Krishna. And then we can know how all these other things are happening. What's the
matter? Huh?
Just like we were in this analytical study of material nature, yeah. Sankhya philosophy. It means to know the different elements. Bhumera pona lova yukama no buddha eva cha ahankara iti me bina prakriti ashtita. You know this one? Yeah. This is material nature. So one should know the elements of this material world. But he should know also that Krishna is the controller of both the material and spiritual world. So the Sankhya philosophy is the analytical study of material nature. That's actually the chapter that you're reading right now in the Bhagavatam, understanding material nature. This is what Kapila's teachings in the Sankhya philosophy. Do we have to analyze it?
Yeah.
In other words, do we have to become scientists? No. It's not that we actually have to go into a deep analytical understanding of material nature. We should know the basic points that Krishna presents in Bhagavad Gita. What is the aim of what knowledge of matter? The whole point is one actually has to understand material nature. Because as we explained, that material nature is an emanation of Krishna. See, the impersonalists, they say that the material nature is false. But a devotee does not say the material nature is false. It's Krishna's energy. So to understand Krishna means also to understand Krishna's energy. Therefore, we must understand material nature. and we must also understand the controller of material nature. So that we don't become bewildered by material nature. One who sees the material nature for what it is, then he doesn't become entangled in it.
то он не запутывается в ней.
But if he doesn't understand material nature, he thinks it's real. Or it's the impersonalists say, they say material nature is false. And they completely reject it. And therefore their rejection of material nature does not enable them to make progress in the path of Krishna consciousness. Because a devotee understands that material nature is not false, but it's temporary. And because it's Krishna's energy, it cannot be false. And therefore, a devotee sees material nature always in relationship with Krishna. But it's not that he has to make a very deep analytical study of material nature. He must simply understand that it's Krishna's energy. And he must recognize it in that capacity. The cultivation of nations doesn't mean that we learn how to fall into Maya. It means just the point that we were making. In answer to his question, we have to study matter and spirit side by side. Because one is, the point is that one has to still live within this world. We may cultivate spiritual knowledge, but still, if one is not completely on the liberated, self-realized platform, he still has to deal with the material energy. So one has to learn how to deal with the material energy and not become entangled. Without the spiritual knowledge, he becomes entangled. But when the spiritual knowledge is there, then he can deal with the material energy and not become entangled. So he has to know the nature of the material energy. It's not that he can just completely renounce it and say, I'm a resident of the spiritual world. I have nothing to do with this material world. And he just simply sits and meditates on Krishna 24 hours a day. He won't fail the last forever. Unless he really is a resident of the spiritual world. And he really is completely liberated. So as long as we're in the material world, we have to understand the nature of the material world as well. And therefore we have to cultivate the knowledge of the material world along with spiritual knowledge, so that we don't become entangled. Consciousness of the living entity? Examples given in the Bhagavad Gita. You've seen that painting?
of the womb, of the tree, of the animal. Womb, embryo in the womb. In other words, the different degrees of covering of consciousness. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
In other words, the human being, his consciousness is not as completely covered as the animal's consciousness. Oh, it's not in the Russian?
Yeah.
Oh. It's an English one. The human being, he is compared to be like a spark. And that if a spark falls on dry grass, it can be easily ignited. If the spark falls in water, extinguished. Or the spark may fall on wet grass. So falling in water is like the example is given, like when it falls into a very, very low form of life, mode of ignorance.
Падение в воду сравнивается с падением в очень, очень низкой формы жизни, невежества.
And the consciousness is so covered in that.
И сознание полностью покрыто.
But the symptoms of motive ignorance.
Это признак невежества.
Then of course there's the symptoms of the motive passion. It's like the covering in an animal.
Покрытие животного.
So when one comes to the human form of life, it's meant that this action in the human form of life is like the spark that can go into the dry grass and ignite. One can actually become free from the mode of material nature. But unfortunately, there are those who have human bodies, but their behavior is so covered by the modes of ignorance and passion that they're like animals or lower species of life.
Такие личности, которые находятся в человеческих телах, но их сознание настолько покрыто глубинной страстью и невежеством, что они фактически находятся на животном уровне.
Because they're not utilizing the human form of life.
Потому что они не используют человеческую форму жизни.
Why actually have to come to the platform of goodness? On the platform of goodness, one performs duties because they ought to be done.
И на этом уровне человек совершает выполняет свои обязанности, потому что он должен это делать.
In other words, he executes the different injunctions of the scriptures.
А другими словами, должен выполнять указания Писания.
That's the beginning of human life.
И это начало человеческой жизни.
Not the acceptance of the human body.
А не принятие человеческого тела.
So the human being, his consciousness is so covered.
Итак, сознание человека покрыто.
Like the animal or a lower form of life because it's covered by the modes of passion and ignorance.
Alright.
Last question. Who hasn't asked the question? Who hasn't asked the question? Okay. So you have to ask him what he meant. I didn't make the
claim.
What does it mean to be really useful? Point is, for the disciple to be useful for the spiritual master, it means he has to allow himself to become an instrument. If an instrument resists, how effective an instrument is it?
Ну, какой смысл в этом иметь, он как бы эффективно может быть использован.
You know, just even a simple example I've given before. If you're a carpenter and you're using a tool, and you're trying to turn the screw this way, and the screwdriver is going like this. What kind of an instrument is that? Useless. Right? So to be an effective instrument means that one must be very malleable. Malleable. You don't know what malleable means? He has to allow himself to be used. So, therefore, that's why a devotee always has to be very attentive in chanting. He has to always be very attentive in hearing. He always has to pray to cleanse his heart and purify his heart from impure motives in the execution of his duties. Because the disciple's desire is to become an instrument in the hands of the spiritual master. To give up all his personal motivations and actually simply desire to become a completely surrendered soul. Ready to do anything for the service of the spiritual master. Such a disciple who's possessed of this consciousness can be an effective instrument for the spiritual master. It will happen automatically. Krishna will arrange it. Krishna will give the disciple so much service, so much responsibility for the spiritual master, but he has to pray to give up the resistance, that resistance means all these impure desires within our heart. That's what's preventing us from actually becoming an effective instrument in the hands of the spiritual master. Alright, we'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Guru Sri Prabhupada.